Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast again. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of faith. And we've been covering many, many areas regarding faith. We've talked about why it's important, what faith is, how we release it, how we act upon it, how we do the word that causes it to grow strong, and how we need to have cooperating powers of long-suffering and steadfastness and eliminate the enemies that would stop our faith from being productive. And we've been talking here in the last couple broadcasts about making our faith strong and effective. We've seen the fact that we are to receive the Word and believe it. Believe it as the Word of truth. And when you believe the Word, it will work effectually in you if you are a true believer. If you're a true believer, you're going to be communicating the Word. The communication of our faith becomes effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing in you in Christ Jesus. You're going to be hearing and speaking what the Word says. And this is why you need to speak what God's Word says about you, what you have in Christ. Believe it so it can work effectually. And remember, believing is not a passive believing. It's not a mentally assenting. It is believing by acting upon it, a passive action. Praise God. 1 Thessalonians 5:8, it talks about the fact that we are to keep faith as a breastplate. It covers the heart. And remember, we're to guard our heart because the Word is not only written in our mind, it's written in our heart, producing faith, and that is a breastplate for us. We're to abound in hope. We talked about that in Romans 15. Abraham, against any hope, believed in hope, and the God of hope will cause us to abound in hope when we are filled with all joy and peace in believing God's Word. So maintain that hope. Do not ever let yourself get into hopelessness. And certainly, if you're really believing the Word with a God kind of hope, you'll have joy and peace in believing. We saw Hebrews 4:2, where to mix the Word preached with our spirit of faith. The Bible says that the Word did not profit them because they did not mix the Word that they heard with their faith. You must mix your spirit of faith, which every believer has, with the Word preached, which has produced specific faith in that area of the Word that you've heard. The Word is sown in your heart, and that has produced faith in your heart. But you must mix that faith that you have from the specific Word with your spirit of faith. If not, the devil will eventually attack you and take the Word out of your heart. If you mix it with your spirit of faith, you will believe and you will act on it. The way the spirit of faith works is, I believe, therefore I speak. And this is releasing your faith. You release your faith by the confession of your hope, the confession of the Word of God, and you continually release it as you hold fast to it. And remember, we talked about the fact that when you are speaking forth the Word, especially against these enemies, you are hitting the unseen root problems. Remember when Jesus cursed the fig tree and then it dried up from the roots and the change occurred on the next morning? The words that you speak are going to hit in the spirit realm the unseen root. And then the change will come and you'll see that in the natural. It may be later. It happened there with Jesus. You must realize that when you're speaking to a mountain, you're to continually speak it and it will bring about changes. And when you pray, you're to pray a prayer of faith as well continuously. You are doing things in the realm of the Spirit. The changes will come to pass. Remember your faith to be in the power of God. Faith releases power, so you should expect the power to flow. The power is in the Word. Your faith is the means that releases the power of God. And you're going to be kept by the power of God as you operate and work your faith. Now remember, your faith is your servant, and the spirit of faith is to be worked in your life. Now, we saw that scripture in 1 Thessalonians 1:3, where we're to work our faith. 2 Thessalonians 1:11, he talks about that he wanted to see the work of faith with power be accomplished in our life. The work of faith is important because faith is a work in your life. You're going to work your faith. You're going to put it into operation. Remember, you work out your salvation with your faith. You work out your salvation with fear and trembling as we act on the Word. And as you do this, your faith is going to become strong. It's going to become effective because your faith groweth exceedingly. Now today we want to continue with some of these points of making your faith strong and effective. Romans 4, verse 17 to 21. Abraham's God kind of faith principles. Recall those things that are not being as being. Call those things that are not happening in your life as happening. That's literally what it says in Romans 4:17. Verse 18, against hope you believe in hope. Then in verse 19, it said the fact that he considered not the natural realm facts. Another important point. What did he do? It said that he wasn't going to get weak in faith. He didn't consider his own body that was dead, nor did he consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. Instead, he considered the promise of God. That brings us to the next point. Don't stagger at the promise of God through unbelief, but grow strong in faith. How? Give glory to God and be fully persuaded that what he's promised, he is able to perform. Now, if you're going to make your faith strong and effective, you've got to decide, I'm going to walk by this every day. Not just whenever you have a need. If you're one of those Christians who just comes to the Lord whenever you have a need, then your faith is not going to be strong. You're really being selfish in your attitude. You should be using your faith on a regular daily basis. If you're not praying for some need in your own life, pray for somebody else. Be praying and speaking forth the word, speak to mountains, be interceding, be praying a prayer of faith for somebody and working your faith on a regular basis. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith. That's step by step in our life. So you need to determine that I'm going to walk by it step by step, little by little, not by sight or that which is revealed to the senses. Remember, faith deals with the unseen realm. Another principle it's important to make your faith strong and effective, Hebrews 10:38, the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. And if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. We're not going to draw back. We're going to be obedient. And if we're obedient, then his soul will have pleasure in us. But if you draw back from walking by faith, God's soul will have no pleasure in you. He won't be pleased. He'll still love you, but he won't be pleased because you won't be obedient to him. You won't be overcoming. You won't be seeing the promises of God come to pass. And you won't be seeing your mountains be removed if you don't operate in faith. Jesus is looking for those who will walk by faith. In Luke chapter 8, verse 25, another principle that's important is you cannot let fear or doubt or reasoning or unbelief get into you because it will hinder your faith. You can hear the word and have faith, but your faith will not be strong. You can be having little faith, or you can really draw back to the place where you have no faith if you let fear come in. In Mark chapter 4, verse 40, Jesus said, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? If you let fear in, it will short-circuit your faith. Fear is an enemy. It's not from God. The Bible says God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. He doesn't want you to have any fear in your life. Fear equals no faith. So resist the fears. Fear not, as the Bible says, and operate in faith by speaking the word. Another thing is the area of doubt. In Matthew 14:31, Jesus, when he pulled Peter back up and he began to sink, he stretched forth his hand, caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? The word doubt is the word distazo in the Greek, meaning to stand in two ways. Little faith. That's keeping your focus on Jesus 1 minute and looking at the circumstances the next. And standing in two ways. That shows a person of little faith. God wants you to become strong in faith. So get your eyes off of the circumstances and get your eyes on Jesus. Have yourself standing in one way, not two ways. Also, Matthew 16:8, he said to him, O ye of little faith. Why? Because they were reasoning among themselves. Don't be mentally reasoning about the Word of God. I'll tell you, God's Word is true. You need to believe it. You need to act upon it and do what it says. Don't sit there and reason it out. That produces little faith in you if you try to reason it out in your mind. You need to believe it and act on it. Matthew chapter 17, the disciples could not cast the demons out because of their unbelief. That's another thing. If you have unbelief, you'll be broken off. That's what it says in Romans 11:20. It says they were, well, of unbelief, they were broken off, but thou standest by faith. We must not draw back in unbelief. Remember those ones that were in unbelief? They couldn't go in and possess the promised land. They died out in the wilderness. Well, God wants you to stand by faith and be steadfast in the faith, be established in the faith. And Romans 3:3 says, what if some did not believe? You say, what about these other unbelievers around me? What about these people that really aren't believing? Their unbelief should have no effect upon you. The Bible says, shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? Referring to it in the person's life? No, your faith will work. It doesn't matter what someone else does. You need to get your faith strong and operate. Maybe you're in a household where there's a lot of people that are in unbelief. and you think, boy, if I could just get these people in agreement, my faith would work. No, your faith will work regardless of what the rest of them are doing or acting upon, or whether they're in belief or unbelief. Their unbelief will not make the faith of God without effect. Your faith will work for you wherever you are. So get your faith working, praise God. Matthew 8:10, here's where the guy said, the centurion, he believed that whatever Jesus spoke, it was going to come to pass. And Jesus, when he heard this, he marveled and said to them that followed, he said, verily I say unto you, I've not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Great faith is shown when you believe the word based on authority of the word, and you know when it's spoken that it's going to come to pass. That's what he believed, and this is where we've got to be. We've got to get to the place of believing the spoken word of God without any sense realm evidence of it, based on the authority of the word, that it's going to come to pass. Praise God. Another thing to make our faith strong is you got to overcome the attacks, and we've talked about that. Remember, the enemy attacks you against your faith to try to get you to draw back. And one of the things that's really going to help you is protecting it by rejoicing. James chapter 1, the Bible talks about the fact that we're to count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations, knowing it's the trying of your faith. Start rejoicing in the midst of the attacks. 1 Peter 1:6, we greatly rejoice, though we're in heaviness through the manifold temptations. We know this is the trying of our faith, our faith's being tried, so we're going to greatly rejoice. And this is very important, that you keep a rejoicing spirit, because that will protect your faith, praise God. And you're going to endure all the tribulation, all the attacks that the enemy brings against you, because you are going to do the word of God consistently, praise God. Another thing important, don't let the devil get you off track. Hold fast and don't let your faith slip, otherwise it would make you be shipwrecked. We're going to hold fast. It says some of them have put away concerning faith and they've made it shipwrecked. Don't let your faith ever be shipwrecked. Instead, you keep releasing your faith. You do not let yourself be in fear or doubt or reasoning or unbelief. And you determine, I'm going to walk by it, and I'm not about to draw back. I'm going to speak the word. I'm going to work my faith, and my faith will become strong and effective. Work it and watch God produce the promises of God and remove your mountains in your life. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the word of God.